You're listening to SBS News.
Tony Tong is 5 years recovered from gambling harm, but he still remembers what it was like at the worst point, and he wants others to avoid that experience.
But once the disease grips us, you know, we're really not no chance whatsoever. You know, once we start, it's like that saying, once we start, we can't stop. And, you know, and the only time we will stop is when we've run out of funds and exhausted all avenues in getting those funds.
He migrated to Australia with his parents from war-torn Vietnam at the age of five. And he says there was stigma around seeking help.
I know very well in my community, you know, most people in the Asian community will keep it silent or secretive, you know, fearing that shame that it brings to the family. And in my case, it was no different either. Neither of my parents gamble. My brother, you know, dabbles in it, but, you know, he doesn't have an addiction like I have. So, you know, when they initially found out the extent of the damage, you know, they tried to keep it, hide it, and you know, it is a big issue, like in regards to bringing shame to the family, yes.
After his employer delivered an ultimatum to get support or lose his job, he turned to Gamblers Anonymous and hasn't looked back since.
You know, there's always people out there, you know, not just through Gamblers Anonymous, but there's other organisations out there. Any counselling is a good start, and it just gives you the opportunity to, you know, just cut your losses and start afresh again.
National data from the Australian Institute of Family Studies and the Australian National University shows there was a temporary decrease in gambling activity in physical venues, but users shifted online. And when physical venues reopened, gambling activity resumed. The free counselling and support service for those affected by gambling harm, Gamble Aware, even saw a drop in calls and requests for their services at one point during the pandemic. Natalie Wright is the director of the state government agency that oversees Gamble Aware, the Office of Responsible Gambling.
We saw a lot of people go online as well, but we also saw many people reduce their gambling as a result. So it was a very mixed experience for many people. We also saw our services drop. So we had a less people seeking help during that period as well. So it's been very mixed, but what we did see was as things started to open up again, a lot of people did go back to gambling and therefore needed that support. So the other real shift that we've seen is a willingness for support online, so via video conference and on the phone, whereas 3 years ago it was very face-to-face driven.
In 2018, around 35% of Australian adults, or 6.5 million people, spent money on one or more gambling activities in a month. Of that number, an estimated 1.33 million people were classified as being at some risk of experiencing more serious gambling harm. Ms. Wright says migrants are overrepresented in the gambling statistics.
Of those people that are problem gamblers, around 20% of those are from cultural backgrounds. So it's really important that services are provided to everybody in New South Wales, and we've got really high proportions of multicultural communities throughout the state.
That awareness has prompted an expansion of the service for clients who speak languages other than English. Bilingual counsellors, interpreters, and partnerships with community health providers and the Western Sydney Local Health District is expected to boost the number of people seeking help. Ms. Wright says there are cultural considerations that need to be factored in to ensure people are linked up to services.
Quite often there's a real lack of awareness in communities about gambling and gambling-related problems. I think, you know, a lot of it is hidden under the covers in terms of talking about it, stigma related to gambling. Very much also, we in Western cultures have a real, we do our therapy through counselling and those sorts of things, and that's actually a foreign concept for many multicultural communities. There can be a bit of fear around people in your community finding out about your issues. So in fact, for many people, they want to see somebody from outside their culture as well to assist with their issues.
As manager of the Transcultural Mental Health Centre in Parramatta, Maria Cassaniti helps to deliver the multicultural services of Gamble Aware. The health centre is part of the Western Sydney Local Health District. She says understanding the cultural beliefs underlying stigma has been the key to helping migrants recover from gambling harm.
In some cultures, it is not acceptable to challenge and question a counsellor or seek more information. There's, you know, often sometimes the issues around a person and their hierarchy. They're more used to being informed of what to do. So there's all those differences. So understanding the client's cultural context is very, you know, is essential to the work that we do. So, for example, with relation to gambling issues, there's stigma and shame often attached to people seeking help or even gambling. There's differences in how they come to the point that they need to seek help.
Ms. Cassaniti says service providers are bracing themselves for more demand on their services with the resumption of gambling activity post-lockdown.
So even with limited access, gamblers returned and reportedly they spent more on gambling comparatively to previous years. What's particular to Western Sydney is our diversity. So it's about reaching diverse communities and communicating safe messaging around problem gambling and linking them up with services where that's important.
Gambling researcher, Associate Professor Charles Livingston from the School of Public Health at Monash University, says there have been some steps forward in tackling gambling harm in Australia, arising from three state-based inquiries into the regulation of casinos. Victoria and Western Australia have both had royal commissions into Crown Resorts casinos, examining allegations of money laundering. In New South Wales, an independent inquiry found Crown Resorts was unfit to hold a casino licence in the state. Dr. Livingston says he looks forward to the implementation of the recommendations from those inquiries.
I don't think governments have stepped up anywhere near enough to reduce harm or to prevent harm. And what we're looking forward to, I hope, in the new year is certainly in Victoria, the implementation of some new interventions as recommended by the Finkelstein Royal Commission to prevent people getting into serious trouble with gambling. Mr. Finkelstein recommended that, for example, at Crown, there should be mandatory breaks in play, so you shouldn't be allowed to gamble for more than a set number of hours. That people should be required to set a realistic gambling limit so that when they got to that limit they wouldn't be able to continue gambling, certainly not at the casino.
But he says what's also needed is a more concerted public health approach with a focus on prevention and harm minimisation, like what was used to tackle tobacco, to counter the influence of lobbying.
We know that we can certainly change it, and it has been changed over the last 20 years, there's no doubt about that. We've got a better situation now than we did in Victoria when it was, you know, unleashed. But that doesn't mean it's perfect, far from it. We've got an enormous amount of work to do to make sure that the amount of harm associated with gambling is limited to the greatest possible degree. Just as with smoking and motor vehicle injury, we've tried to reduce harm associated with those activities and quite successfully. I think we can have the same outcome with gambling, but we've got to stick to it and understand the nature of the problem.
Australia has the world's highest per capita losses from gambling, reflecting the outcome of the country being the first in the world to deregulate gambling in the 1990s. That per capita breakdown equates to gambling losses of more than $1,200 per person every year, with an aggregate of about $25 billion lost on legal forms of gambling in 2018-19. Support services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through the National Gambling Helpline on 1800 858 858 and Lifeline on 13 11 14. Help's also available at the Gamblers Anonymous website at gaaustralia.org.au. And if you're in Sydney's Fairfield, there's also the Oakdean House on 02 8717 0999. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.